Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Morning, Nikki and DeMello with
you. Morning.
Thursday. Da-da-da-da. That's the Thursday song. When you're 100, that's what you have to sing every Thursday. That's the I Got Out of Bed Today song.
Yeah. Good for you.
It's a treat. It's a treat when you get out of bed.
Well, it's your favourite day, Thursday.
It is. It's not a bad day at all. Well, it's not a great day for, I noticed, those that like to get out and about. City to Surf, cancelled for another year.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
It is. Well, look.
I mean, I know it's still, well, is there limits? I thought they'd taken limits off everything.
It's not so much about that. I guess it's the general uncertainty. Like, if there's another issue,
I'd rather not quickly things put all get the money locked into down. It,
exactly right. So they say health and safety of West Aussies come first, so we believe it's the most responsible action. And it's the uncertainty that's likely to continue.
It is.
It's one of those things. They're not for profit that organises it too. So
I know. It's such a shame.
Yeah, not their favourite choice, obviously, but there you go. Shaping up, the Brisbane is likely to host, well, the likely host city for the 2032 Summer Olympics.
How cool is that?
We haven't even worked out what's happening this year, which was supposed to be last year's. I mean, that's...
They just keep saying it's happening, but we hear no, like, info.
I know, and look...
surrounding it,
We got through the Australian Open, but, like, it wasn't really a shining example of why you and how you should organise sporting events, is it? In the middle of a crisis. So, I don't know. But anyway, it officially has been named Brisbane as the IOC's preferred candidate city. And looks like become the third Aussie city to host the games after Melbourne and Sydney.
Mm.
Though it's not a done deal yet. I'm guessing there are still quite a few fact-finding holidays to exotic destinations with cocktails and pools to organise. And no doubt suitcases stuffed with currency before everything, you know, checks out. They've got to do those checks.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, what was the ones that were, they were up against Indonesia and Holland, I think, were the two. Or Hungary. Is it Hungary or Holland?
If it's Holland, curious, because while we were sleeping, Europe recorded its biggest ever cocaine bust with German officials stumbling on, you ready for this, 23 tonnes of cocaine hidden in shipping containers bound for the Netherlands.
Goodness me.
If ever there was a country, there goes its chances, it can't fund it now. If ever there was a country that's got itself a bit of a reputation, the Netherlands. Imagine the poor straight up and down folks in Holland.
Like, are there any?
All we wanted to do was update our image from clogs and windmills, and look at us now.
I know, they seem so innocent on the outside, and then you go to Amsterdam, you're like, whoa.
All these people with their excellent abilities at removing water from low-lying areas, and no, there's more going on there. Anyway, someone's going to be unhappy. I reckon the hall's worth somewhere between 1.5 and 3.5 billion euros.
So that's crazy.
Between 2 and more than 5 odd billion Aussie dollars. I wonder what effect that will have on the price of Bitcoin.
Will it have effect?
Well, they do reckon there's estimates from anywhere from 2 to 40% of Bitcoin transactions are illegal activities. Because that's the untraceable, that's the nature of it. I don't know. Be interesting to see. And from the, oops, I didn't mean to send that file, Sydney Morning Herald's had to backtrack after accidentally publishing an obituary for Prince Philip.
Oh dear.
Well, look, they published an article titled Prince Philip Through the Years in the paper's obituary section about 5 o'clock. So it's unclear whether it was a coincidence and they just meant to do a retrospective article and put it in the wrong bit.
Someone thought, oh, he's died, hasn't he, and popped him in that section.
Yeah, or they would, they were just sending it for approval. And it got approved. It's since been deleted. Duke of Edinburgh still very much alive, for those wondering, and according to family and friends, doing okay. At least no one could share that on Facebook, being a news story. If ever there was a time when you want to make a mistake as a news publisher, it's probably now.
No one will see it.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Now, I've been telling you about this. And I'll continue to tell you about this.
All right.
Fringe Mandurah. It kicks off tomorrow with shows for all ages around Mandurah from, tomorrow through the 28th.
Yep.
Check fringeworld.com.au for details. It's also, by the way, the Labor Day long weekend, which means double demerits kick in at midnight.
Yeah, be careful.
Boom chakalaka. That's right. Okay. I said it out loud,
I'm not
didn't
responding
I?
To that. No. Pretend that didn't happen.
Mandurah's biggest come and try sports weekend is on next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. Okay. So March 5 and 7 through 7. Mm-hmm. From pool-related activities, ball sports, dance, martial arts. There should be a comma there. I have dance, martial arts, but they may be connected.
You can try it out.
And bike riding for all ages. Local groups will be welcoming anyone to try it for free.
That's good.
Yeah, March 5 through 7. Check the City of Mandurah website for details about that. And if you need a meal suggestion for tonight, it's National Chili Day in the States. Now, by that, we mean chili con carne. Or con carne. Or con carne.
Or con carne.
Con carne. Anyway, given that it was Corn Chips Day earlier this week, perhaps the universe is telling you to go Mexican.
It's a real Mexican kind of week, isn't it? Why don't we have both?
Yeah, exactly. No doubt you've heard about the Brisbane couple who were given four times the required COVID vaccination yesterday. Now, of course, they remain under close observation in hospital. And thankfully, the 94-year-old woman and 88-year-old man are not showing any adverse signs, any signs at all, actually, in reaction to the jab.
That's good. They'll have superpowers or something, though, won't they?
Exactly what I was thinking. Like, this is, if life was a movie, then I'd imagine anytime soon they'd start breaking things as, you know, it slowly dawns on them that, you know, they have superpowers. You know, they'd be crushing glasses and doors would be coming off hinges.
They'll just be so COVID immune that they can ward off COVID. Like, it's like a bubble.
They could push it away. That's it. They could create force fields of COVID around other people around them. I'm telling you, Marvel, if you are not already spinning this into a new movie, you're wasting an opportunity.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With entertainment news live from the training session of the Jamaican Olympic bobsled team. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. BTS have made their MTV Unplugged debut this week, performing live from Seoul in South Korea. Love them.
Sure, they do. They're very well.
Very good.
They? Love it.
They also covered some Coldplay, Fix You.
Really?
As well, if you want to check it out. Barack Obama has revealed how he broke his friend's nose on his podcast chat with Bruce Springsteen this week. Apparently, when he was growing up in Hawaii, a friend called him a racial slur, so he punched him in the face.
And one time we got in a fight and he called me a Yeah, it's one of those things where he might not even know what a what he knew was, I can hurt you by saying this. And I popped him. And he said, why'd you do that? I explained to him. I said, don't you ever call me something like that.
Don't muck about with Barack Obama.
No. From the early days, he's been standing his ground.
That's right. The official title for Marvel's Spider-Man 3 has been officially revealed.
It's not Spider-Man 3?
No, it's not. That was the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Marvel's Spider-Man 3? Well, anyway, so no.
This one is going to be called Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh.
And it's going to be released in December at this stage. We'll wait and see if that happens.
Story where Spider-Man gets lost without his phone and a vehicle.
Rumours are Keanu Reeves could be joining the Spider-Verse too.
Really?
Reports are the actor has been offered the role of villain Kraven the Hunter for his very own solo movie, which is said to be a mix of Man on Fire and X-Men's Logan.
Okay.
So, interesting. And baby news with Ellie Goulding and her husband, art dealer Caspar Jopling, expecting their first child. And Mandy Moore has had her first child.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.